Uyraysa.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Sukkah Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. We're holding by the Mishnah on the top of Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. So says the Mishnah, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Shleisha Hadasim, Shtei Aravos, Lulav Echad, Ve'esreg Echad. For the mitzvah of Araminim, it's three hadasim, two aravos, one lulav, one esrog. Now, when it comes to the three hadasim, so afilu shnayim ketumim ve'echad enai katum. It could even be that two of them are niktam, and one of them is shalim, one of them is not niktam. Even though you need three, but you only need one of them to be shalim. And we'll see in the Gemara the reason for that. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, afilu shleishtan ketumim. No, even though you need three, but all three of them could be katum, none of them have to be shalim, Rashi explains, because Rabbi Tarfon doesn't hold that you need hadar when it comes to the hadasim. Rabbi Kiva Omer, kishem shelulav echad v'esrog echad, just like it's one lulav and one esrog, kach hadas echad v'arava achas, so all arba minim are compared to each other, you also only need one hadas and one arava. Says the Gemara now, Tani, we learned in a Braisa which really repeats the din of the Mishnah, but it adds also a Makar for Rabbi Shmuel. Says the Braisa, Rabbi Shmuel Aimer, pre-Eitz Hadar, from that which the Torah says, pre-Eitz Hadar, B'loshen Yachid, Echad, so it's one Esrik. Kapais Tamarim, also it's Chasar, it doesn't have a Vav in the word Kapais, it's Loshen Yachid, so Echad, it's one Lulav. Anaf Eitz Avos, three words in Loshen Rabbim, so Shleisha, you need three Adasim. Arve Nachal, Blush and Rabim, two words, so that's Shtayim, so you need two Aravis. Vafilu Shnaim Ketumim Ve'echad Shenai Katum, now going back to the Hadassim, so you only need one of them to be Shalim. Even if two of them are Niktam, as long as one of them is not, so that's for Kasher. Rabbi Tarfonaimer, Shleisha, Vafilu Shleisha Ketumim, you need three, but even all three could be Niktam. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Kishem Shalulav Echad Vasreg Echad, Kachadas Echad Vavrava Achas. And Rabbi Kiva says, like we had in the Mishnah, that you only need one of everything. Now, Amar Rabbi Eliezer said, that Yachal Yehe Yasreg Imahin Baguda Achas. I might think that just like the Lulav, Adasim, and Aravais are all tied with each other, so I might think the Esra goes in also. Amrit, you could say otherwise though. Nevichinema pri eitz hadar v'kapois tamarim. Is there a vava chibur that links together the pri eitz hadar, the esrog, with the other minim? V'aloylei nemer ela kapois tamarim. It says pri eitz hadar kapois tamarim. V'anaf eitz avais v'arve nachal. So the lulav hadasim and aravais, there's a vava chibur linking them all together. But when it comes to the esrog, so the esrog is left out. It doesn't say v'kapois tamarim to link it together with the other minim. It just says kapis tamarim. We learn out from there that the esrog does not get bound together with the other minim. When we nayin shema akvin zeh, how do we know that all arba minim are ma'akiv each other? You can't just take one without the other. Says the Gemara, tamu leimar ulekachtem. It has to be shetahei lekichatama. We dash it from ulekachtem that it has to be lekichatama. Says the Gemara now, Rabbi Shmuel manifshach. So Rabbi Shmuel said you need three hadasim. However, he said that only one of them needs to be shalim. Rabbi Tarfon holds you need three, but all of them could be niktam, because he doesn't hold you need hadar. What's this middle sheet of Rabbi Shmuel? You need three, but only one has to be shalim. Says the Gemara manifshach, ish shleimim bai, if he holds that you need it to be hadar, you need shleimim, so li bai nami kulu. So then being that you need three hadasim, so all three should have to be shalim. And he loy bai shleimim, if he doesn't require hadar when it comes to hadasim, afilu chanami loy. So then they should all be allowed to be niktam, like Rabbi Tarfon holds. So says the Gemara, Amar Bira, Amar Rabbi Ami, Chazer by Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel was Chazer, even though in the beginning of the Mishnah he said that you need three hadasim, and in the end he was Chazer, and he really holds like Rabbi Akiva that you only need one hadas. So that's why he then said that even two of them can be niktam and one of them is shalim, because you only need one. Being that you only need one, it needs to be hadar, so it needs to be shalim, but you only need one, that's why he said you only need one to be shalim. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel halachik Rabbi Tarfon. L'maisa the halacha is like Rabbi Tarfon that you need three, but all three could be niktam. Va'az the Shmuel etame. This that Shmuel paskan like Rabbi Tarfon. We also see that in the following story, the Amar luhu Shmuel. Shmuel said lahanu de mezavni asa to these people that were selling hadasim. He said to them, ashvu v'zavinu. He said, make sure you don't raise your prices too much. Don't raise your prices. V'iloy, and if not, if you start raising your prices and charging extra, taking advantage of the people that they needed for the mitzvah, so darishna luhu, I'm going to darshan against you, Rabbi Tarfon, that the halacha is like Rabbi Tarfon, that you don't really need them to be shalim, and no one's going to need you as much. And therefore, lower your prices, and you threaten them, if not, I'm going to darshan like Rabbi Tarfon, that they don't need to be shalem. So, even though the halacha is taka like Rabbi Tarfon, but apparently the minog was to still look for shleimim. It was still hider mitzvah to get hadasim that were shalim. But Shmuel said, I'm going to darshan that really the halacha is like Rabbi Tarfon. People don't even realize. They just remember seeing their fathers and everyone getting shleimim. They think that that's what they need to do. If you're not careful, I'm going to tell everyone that really they don't need the shleimim. Now, my time, why did Shmuel threaten them, saying that he's going to paskin like Rabbi Tarfon? He was just trying to threaten them, that I'm going to tell everyone that the most mekel shita. So, Rabbi Akiva, he could have gone even worse. He could have said, I'm going to darshan to everyone that the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, that you only need one hadas, the mekel tvei, that you don't even need three, you just need one hadas. So, Elamai, what do you have to say? Why didn't he threaten them with Rabbi Akiva? It must be because he doesn't hold the Rabbi Akiva. He actually held the Rabbi Tarfon. So you see from this story as well that Shmuel held the Rabbi Tarfon. So as the Gemara knows, it's not a raya. Really, it could be he held the Rabbi Akiva. Ah, so why didn't he threaten them like Rabbi Akiva? Because Tlasa Ketumei Shchichi Chad V'Lekatam LeShchiach. It's not true that Rabbi Akiva is more mekel. Really, Rabbi Tarfon's the most mekel, because it's easier to get three hadasim that are niktam than to get one that shalim. And that's why it could be that's why he threatened them that he was going to paskin like Rabbi Tarfon. So there's no raya from the story. We happen to have the memra that Rabbi Yehuda told us in the name of Shmuel that the halacha is like Rabbi Tarfon. But on that which the Gemara said, va'oz the Shmuel letame, that you have a raya from this story, so that the Gemara is saying you don't have a raya. Says the Mishnah now. Now we're moving on to the halachas of the Esrog. Esrog ha-gazul v'hayavish pasul. If it's stolen or if it's dried out, so it's pasul. Shal ha-sheira v'shal irani dachas, it's pasul, like we've had before. Shal arla, if it comes from a tree within its first 3 years of growth, so it's pasul. Shal truma tameya, pasul, if it comes from truma which is tame, the Esrog is truma, it's tame truma, so it's also its pasul. Shal truma tahira, so lo yitol, you shouldn't use such an Esrog, vimnatol kasher, but lamaisa, if you did, so it's still kasher. Shal demai, if it comes from an amaretz, so beishamei paisan, and beisilu machshirin, beishamei says it's pasul, beisilu says it's kasher. Shal maiser sheni b'yerushalayim, which is where you're supposed to use the Maiser Sheni, eat the Maiser Sheni. Still, the halacha is lo yitol, you shouldn't use it. However, if not al kasher, l'maisa, if you did, it's kasher. Also, chazazis al rubai, if let's say there's a blister on rave of the esrog, or nitla pitmasai, or if the pitum falls off, or niklaf, it's peeled, nistak, the esrog is split, nika v'chaser kolshu, it gets a hole and some of the esrog is missing, so pasul, in all those cases, the esrog is pasul. However, also chazazis al miutai, if there's only a blister on the meat of the esrog, or nital uktsai, or the oikets, the bottom stem of the esrog falls off, or nika v'loi chaser kolshu, it gets a hole, but it's not chaser any part of the esrog, so then the esrog is kosher. Esrog akushi pasul, if it's a black esrog, it's pasul. V'hayari kikarti, if it's very green, so Rabbi Meir Machshir, Rabbi Yehuda Paisel. Rabbi Yehuda says if it's very green, it's pasul, like we had on the Lamed Aleph on the Bees, because it's not the Gemar Pri. Shir esrog akaton, the minimum shir for an esrog. Rabbi Meir Aymer ke'egoiz, Rabbi Yehuda Aymer ke'beitza. Rabbi Meir says even just the size of a nut. Rabbi Yehuda says it has to be larger, it has to be ke'beitza. Ubagadol, the largest shir, is k'desha yoichas shnayim biyadai divrei Rabbi Yehuda. You have to be able to hold two esrogim in one hand. That's the minimum shir. Rabbi Yosi Aymer afilu echad b'shtei yadav. Even one esrog in both hands. It could be even very large that you need both of your hands to hold one esrog. Even that's going to be kosher, and we'll explain the details of all these halachos, Be'ez Hashem, in the Gemara.